We had a big birthday celebration yesterday, and it's still going on. It's my 73rd birthday, so it was great. All these messages started coming in on the internet from all over the place, and I thought I'll start replying to these and thanking people. And after I'd done a couple of hours or more of this, I began to feel that when I'd said something to people in response, that there was a second wave coming back at me, and the first wave hadn't finished. So anyway, it's ongoing. But actually, what I thought I'd do is read for you a couple of things that were sent to me by friends, which I can't read without my glasses. Are they there? No? Where are they? Oh, well, I'll have to make it up. That's all right. I had them a few minutes ago. I was busy writing.
Just use them.
Okay. Can't even see my glasses without them. Okay. I haven't got them here to read out, actually. In fact, I've got a sermon here that Rosemary's going to preach sometime. So, really started well this morning. Well, I know that one of the passages that someone sent to me was 2 Thessalonians. And chapter 1 and verse 11. This was sent to me by a past student of mine who is a pastor in a church in Germany now. And I don't hear from him very often, but this came up on my birthday. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 11. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of his calling and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just incredibly blessed by that passage, and thinking that over there in Germany there's this man there who's praying for me. It's wonderful. And there was another one I was going to mention from a friend of mine in Christchurch, which had a prophetic message as well, but it was so full of faith and purpose and love. I thought it'd be a good place to start. So what I thought I'd just have a look at is the kind of qualities and motivations we have for living a Christian life in 2017. And I thought maybe with all you people here, it's nice to see you all, great, you could help me with this. You could perhaps give me some ideas of things that, qualities that makes us the people of God. You know, what are the qualities of life that we have that make us the sort of people we are, the things that we attain to and the things we've been taught and understand are important. Any ideas? Just one after another? Bang, bang, bang. Integrity. Good.
Generosity.
Wonderful. Thankfulness. Faithfulness, yeah. Forgiving, great. You know, last night we had a big birthday party, believe it or not, and there was all of our residents at the hostel, which is many and varied at the moment, and the girl sitting next to me is a young woman from Pakistan, and she was sort of asking me, you know, about what things, what qualities or things that I've discovered are important in life over my long years. And so I talked to her about forgiveness. And that's why I stopped there, Susan, because forgiveness is so unique. And so much of the world is damaged by unforgiveness and by people holding grievances and grudges and unforgiveness. And so that's great. We had a really good conversation, actually, as it turned out. Anyway, anything else?
Peace.
Peace. Wonderful.
Compassion.
Compassion, yes.
Sacrificial love.
Compassion, yes.
Freedom.
Freedom, yeah. There's so much, isn't there, that we can sort of incorporate into our lives. I'm still looking at these notes wondering where mine are, but anyway, we'll continue. Yes, they may be hiding in here somewhere with my glasses probably. Yeah, no, they're not here. Okay. Well... I turn to another passage in Psalm chapter 9. This is one of David's Psalms. And I just like verse 1 of Psalm 9 because it expresses something of the desires of our heart that tie in with what God's will is for us. And he says, I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. And I think that's wonderful, you know, that our intention would be to praise God with all our hearts. And secondly, he says, I will tell of your wonders. So the first thing is praising God with all our hearts. Second one is telling others of the wonders of the Lord. And secondly, verse 2, I will be glad and rejoice in you. This is an intentional thing for David, to be glad and rejoice in God. And I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. And I think for me that's a pretty good way to start thinking about how this year is going to go and how the next year of my life is going to go. I'm not really talking about New Year. I'm really thinking about what happened in my birthday, and I've got another year ahead of me. That during this year, here is some pointers as to what my life can be like. If I praise God with all my heart, if I tell of his wonders, and if I'm glad and rejoice in him and sing praise to his name, the Most High God. So I sort of feel that in these things are health and purpose and a great future. And I'm not, as Marty prayed earlier, I'm not about to sort of sit down and wait for my life to come to an end, because there's all this great stuff to go yet. One thing that I've learned from it, I think, is that a Christian life is not shutting off stuff, and it's not putting a whole lot of stuff to death, although there is a kind of a death in faith in our walk, death to certain things. But that's not the focus. In order to live as a believer, I'm convinced that we have to be truly functional as best we possibly can in every aspect of our life. And so I don't think that my experience is not that prophecy comes through me just sort of relaxing, forgetting about everything and just blurting out whatever comes into my head. It's actually everything being integrated in me and the Lord together. This means my faith, my intellect, my physical strength, my love, my joy, my hope, everything, every aspect of my life functioning at its superb best is what I would aim at if I could do that. Because, you know, the Holy Spirit, we say, quickens our mortal bodies. Okay, it quickens us. And I've seen this happen in so many different parts of the world with people with no background at all, no education, no teaching about God, no hope and in the future. And I've seen their lives totally radically changed and quickened. And go on to achieve remarkable things and become really great men and women of faith. And so my encouragement would be today that we aim to be the best in everything and to integrate everything that God has given us into his purposes and let them flow together. So our joy and our love and our faith and our hope and all these things will come together to produce all these qualities and others that we've already talked about and that you've shared in a superb and abundant way, so that our lives will flourish and be fruitful. And part of the reason why I'm saying is this, that my friend in Christchurch sent me this great prophecy about the things that God has yet to do with me, including, I think he mentioned, angelic visits, which is something something new for me. Anyway, we'll see what happens. And some words of scripture, which were so helpful. And I thought, what a ministry this man has. He's a really outstanding believer and a good friend. And so I now sort of have to go back to my long list of people on Facebook and so on and respond to the remaining things. And I just felt that this has been a great blessing. You hear people get up sometimes in a church and talk about the evils of the internet and all this stuff. And we all know there are evils in the internet and there are lots of evils in life. But we can redeem these and we can use them for his glory. And that's, again, making something superb and good, you know, bringing the very best that we have into it. And that includes our use of the internet and the books we read and everything else, the things we say and the things we dream about. And so I feel the Lord is just saying to us this morning that his purposes for us are really ideal for us. They're designed for us. His purposes were what we were made for. And they're full of goodness and good things. And let's concentrate on that. Let's not be sidetracked from that. Let us not allow the dark side to start intruding in with all sorts of angry thoughts and doubts and fears and upsets and umbrages that we take and all the sort of stuff. Let us put all that aside, cast it aside. We could all have our lives destroyed and eaten up with misery about things that weren't all that ideal in the past or even in the present. But that's not what we're called to be, and that's not the power of God. The power of God is to release us. One of the things you mentioned was freedom. Freedom is really great, and it's underrated. part of the Christmas message is the people who lived in freedom, in darkness, have seen a great light, you know. And we walk into the light and to live our lives in the freedom that he gives. And I feel that at the beginning of this year of my life, that's what I need to do, to seek that freedom and let God release his love and power in me and through me. And this is in no way being arrogant or proud. This is a humbling thing. This is something that is putting aside everything else and concentrating on what is good and healthy and right for us. And so I look forward to a year when all of us are really functioning well in the grace of God and his power and his purposes and his encouragement. What lights us up and is the kind of characteristic of our fellowship. So I'm going to pray, and then if any of you want further prayer afterwards, there'll be people here to pray for you. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I do praise you that you love us so much and that you have poured out so much. You've poured out everything for us. And there's nothing, Lord, that you're holding back of goodness and blessing. And I thank you, Lord, that each one of us here is special to you. And we're all included in your grace. And I pray, Father, that you will give us the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can worship you with all of our hearts and we can tell others of your love and grace and how good you are, and our lives can be full of happiness and praise. And I pray, Father, that out of the work of the Spirit in us, you will bring it to pass great and wonderful adventures of love and adventures of faith and victories, Lord, in spiritual battles. And I pray your covering and your purposes to be poured out upon each one of us here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.